Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM. Coming up on the Gym Class for this Wednesday here on KGYM, we're going to talk about the Indianapolis 500 with the voice of the 500, Mark Janes. That'll be coming up in just a little bit. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com, he'll stop by to answer your fantasy baseball and fantasy football questions. And Iowa Hawkeye baseball and football news. All that coming up on the Gym Class right here on a Wednesday on KGYM. At 3:04, it is Gym Class for a Wednesday on KGYM, 1600 AM, the historic main gym, North Gym at 107.5 FM, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. Also listen in via the KGYM radio app, kgymradio.com, and you can go to Alexa as well, and you can listen to past podcasts of both the Gym Class and the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. And all you need to do is go to your device in your home there and say, Alexa, please play KGYM Radio, the Gym Class. It's as simple as that. And you can play the latest podcast. Did you know that, Mark Dukes?
Well, I did because the station is involved with Alexa, but I wonder if she is related to Siri.
I have no idea.
Huh?
I don't even want to go there. Down that road, whatever the case may be.
They're
all related.
Yeah, Siri a question.
You can ask Siri, you can ask Alexa, whatever. I'm fine with it. I'm fine with any of them out there. You should be fine with any of them out there as well. We were Lunchbox Heroes earlier on today, just down the hill at Van Meter. They are converting a warehouse into their use and fed about 45, 50 folks down there, and we'll get more information on that for you here on the program today as well. We are presented by Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blairs Ferry Road and C Avenue, northeast in Cedar Rapids, where families meet up again and again. Great for a quick lunch, to catch a game after work, or bring the family for an affordable and delicious meal. Stop on by. They are open at the corner of Blairs Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids on the northeast side. The Third Base Brewery, presenting sponsor of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Also today we have, courtesy of the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department, our golf giveaway. Once again, a golf swag bag that includes towel, golf balls, cleaning pouch, and a free round of golf to one of the four city courses in the City of Cedar Rapids, Jones, Ellis, Gardner, or Twin Pines. And we will give that away before 4 o'clock today as well.
A lot of afternoon baseball going on in the Midwest League. The Cedar Rapids Colonels defeated Kane County 8-7 in the major leagues. It's the end of the eighth inning. Milwaukee, wow, beating Arizona 9-2. Arizona's won a game in 2 weeks.
Yeah, Arizona.
Yeah. Twins trying to sweep the Detroit Tigers. Not going really well. Bottom of the ninth. Detroit leading 4-1. Nico Goodrum, former Cedar Rapids Colonel and Twin.
That is correct.
With a two-run homer for the Tigers. Kansas City beating St. Louis again. Top of the 10th, 4-2. Houston on top of San Francisco, 4-1. Washington and San Diego just getting underway. Everything else tonight under the lights.
Iowa baseball had breakfast in Omaha today. There's nothing better than breakfast in Omaha, by the way. The Hawkeyes and the Michigan Wolverines, and they had a pitcher's duel. It was a very, yes, a pitcher's duel, but kind of in a strange way. Robert Nystrom hit a line drive off the Michigan starting pitcher very early in that game. He had to leave the ball game, so Michigan turned it over to their bullpen. They allowed one hit today. Iowa pitching, Nick Allgaier was terrific. Zach Daniels came on in the eighth. Yeah, to start the eighth inning, and he was very good in the eighth and the ninth inning. It was tied at one. Michigan got a solo home run. Hawkeyes got one scratch run. Went to extra innings, and Michigan got across a run in the 10th inning. Mm-hmm. Iowa couldn't match it, and Wolverines got the victory 2-1 this morning.
Yeah, disappointing for Hawk fans. It was a winnable game for Iowa, as you outlined, very much a pitcher's duel. And when Henry, Michigan's starting pitcher, was hit by that line drive by Nystrom in the second inning, and one batter later had to be removed from the game, you thought that might be Iowa's ticket, because I'm sure Michigan's coaching staff didn't plan on Henry getting knocked out in the second inning. But the bullpen, of course, was terrific. One hit the rest of the way. And Iowa, I mean, Allgaier and Zach Daniels were brilliant, as you mentioned, allowing one hit through 10 innings, so almost 10 innings. But now Iowa in the loser's bracket, and hashtag backs against the wall.
Yeah, however you want to put it. As Hawkeyes, a lot of people thought they needed to win the whole shebang anyway again this year to get into the NCAA tournament. They're right on that border, if you will. And definitely now, if they don't need to win it, they at least got to get to the championship game now. And it's going to be very difficult going through the loser's bracket after losing that first game. Nick Allgaier out there. Zach Daniels went three innings today. Cole McDonald's probably going to have to pick the ball up and throw two, but everybody's available tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And Iowa plays again at tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. And by the way, plenty of good seats are available at TD Ameritrade Park in Omaha if you would like to make the trek over there. I don't even think it's a friends and family crowd for Ohio State Purdue going on right now. It's barren.
Well, it's obviously the effect of Nebraska not making the field. And Iowa had a smattering of fans there. I know Chad Lystico from the Des Moines Register estimated maybe 150, 200 Iowa fans in the stands for that 9 o'clock start this morning. But that's tough to expect people to come out at 9 in the morning for teams you don't even follow.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to comment about Hawkeye baseball, Hawkeye football in the air today as well. We mentioned yesterday that it's list season, and thank goodness it's list season. Anthony Nelson was up for the Lott Impact Award. Today, it's also preseason football magazine season, Mark. That's always great. You wrote for some of those, right? You had to put pen to paper or type at those back in those eras.
I did. I wrote a few articles for the publication that has issued a preseason All Big Ten teams, that being Athlon Sports. And several Hawkeyes recognized.
Yeah, six of them, as a matter of fact. One as a preseason first-teamer. That would be junior tight end Noah Fant. As, of course, Fant coming off a very good sophomore campaign, 30 receptions, 16.5 yards per catch with 11 touchdowns. Second team is junior defensive end Anthony Nelson from Waukee. Led the Hawkeyes with 7.5 sacks, 41 tackles. On the third team, senior center Keegan Render from Indianola, I do believe, and senior kicker Miguel Racinos from Mason City. They are a third-team group, and a couple of fourth-teamers. They have four teams for the Athlons. Defensive lineman Parker Hesse out of Waukon, and sophomore defensive lineman A.J. Epinesa were both listed on the fourth team. And that and a quarter will buy you a cup of coffee.
See where they land at the end of the season, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, but hey, it's good to talk football, right, on May 23rd. By the way, and if you'd like to comment again on football, 319-366-1600. Today was going to be the day that, and I don't know if anyone really cares, to be quite honest with you. Today was going to be the big day where they announced, and it still might happen, the Cy-Hawk series was up for grabs. It comes down to academics.
You're really going to go there?
I am going to go there. We have not heard from either camp as of yet who has won this thing. If it's going to be Iowa or Iowa State. Iowa, I believe, holds a one-point lead, but it's 2 points for academics. Iowa State revealed their academic score a few weeks back. Iowa sent out something today, which Iowa's very good report card academically, but they did not give that magic number. So let the speculation begin on if they beat the 988 that Iowa State put up, or if they didn't beat the 988 Iowa State put up. Or does anyone at this point have a rooting interest in this? I don't know.
It's 13-12 going into the academic portion of your program.
Correct. Correct. We'll see.
Academics hasn't always been part of it, has it?
I believe so. I believe it has. Always been a part of it.
Football counts for 3 points. All other matchups, 2 points, and academics, 2 points. And all the results are in except academics, right?
Correct. Yeah. That is correct. That is correct. Like we said, neither camp has put out a salvo as of yet. But it said on the official Cy-Hawk series website, May 23rd would be the day for academics. And we'll see. We'll see. I'm sure we'll hear about it from one camp or the other very soon, as soon as they get it all squared away and taken care of.
Whose heads roll if you lose the Cy-Hawk trophy?
I don't think anyone's. Yeah. Hey, you know what? Both schools did very well academically, so take a bow. That's all we have to say. 14 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. Coming up on 3:15, we are going to talk with the voice of the Indianapolis 500, Mark Janes, coming up here in just a couple of minutes. We will also talk to Chris Liss of rotowire.com coming up as well.
319-366-1600. Hertine and Stocker Jeweler text line, and also our phone line, Kyle Mann, producing the show today, as always. Ryan, the food delivery guy at 7031, with as little of a crowd that they're pulling, why doesn't the Big Ten rotate where they have this tournament instead of trying to fill a bigger stadium every year and it being empty?
Yeah, good question. They had it at Indiana, I believe, last year when Iowa won it.
At one time, wasn't it held at the team that won the Big Ten Conference?
That's what I would do.
And that team hosted?
That's what I would do. But you know what? It's the same thing. It's the same thing as, you know, the Iowa High School baseball tournament was played in Marshalltown for many years. A beautiful high school facility.
The large two sites, actually.
Right. Yeah. Well, it was in Marshalltown, and then they had it split between Marshalltown and Carroll. Mm-hmm. Then it went to Principal Park. Anyway, it's in Des Moines now. And one of the reasons was that you want to play at a first-rate facility like that.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing against Marshalltown or anything like that. And I think it's the same thing as far as Big Ten stadiums are concerned. You know, nothing against Indiana's got a terrific facility where it was held. Ohio State, it was held there a few years ago. There are a lot of good Big Ten baseball facilities. But if you have the opportunity, like it was, 3 years ago at Target Field, 2-3 years ago, something like that, you take that opportunity. If you can play in Omaha at TD Ameritrade, and that stadium, trust us, is just sitting there because Creighton baseball plays there, and that's all she wrote, ladies and gentlemen, and it seats 24,000. They're looking for things to put in there. So I think that's more of the reason why it's over in Omaha.
Vets Memorial Stadium is the perfect size for the Big Ten tournament, isn't it?
It would be. It'd be
7,000-8,000 people.
A minor
tops.
League park, you know, whether it be Vet Stadium, Fort Wayne, Dayton, a lot of the Midwest League parks, it'd be perfect for. But are you going to give up, you know, how many days it is of home games around Memorial Day weekend to be the host?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question. Thank you. Appreciate the text out there at 319-366-1600.
2657, probably the same reason they took the state soccer tournament out of Muscatine, although it would be unfair travel advantage to some teams for them to continue having the state soccer tournament in Muscatine. Fields are absolutely beautiful.
They are. They are gorgeous fields down there at Muscatine, I was told. All right, 3:18. We need to take a break, come back. Mark Jane's going to join us. We'll talk about the 102nd running of the Indianapolis 500. We have our City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department prize pack to give away as well. But we're going to talk about the 500 coming up on Sunday when we come back.
If you're shopping pre-owned, it's never been easier than this weekend at the McGrath Used Car Campus in beautiful Hiawatha. Memorial Day pricing all month long on over 2,500 pre-owned vehicles. Now through Monday night, buy with $88 down. Payments as low as $88 a month. Buy used cars from $39.88. Full-size pickups from $11,988 at the McGrath Used Car Campus. Used cars from $39.88. Late model Chevy Cruises from $10,988. Full-size pickups, Silverados, F-150s, Sierras sale price from $11,988. At the McGrath Used Car Campus. I-380 and Boyson Road in beautiful Hiawatha. Credit challenges? Team up with Eastern Iowa's number one credit team. No one works harder to get you approved. Memorial Day pricing all month long. Don't miss these savings through Monday night. Used cars from $39.88. Full-size pickups from $11,988. The McGrath Used Car Campus in beautiful Hiawatha. I-380 and Boyson Road. For details, log on McGrathAuto.com.
Play the greens and save some green now at St. Andrews Golf Club. Monday through Friday before noon and after 5, play 18 holes with cart for just $24.61. You'll also get that same deal on weekends after 4. St. Andrews has brand new carts that they hope you'll enjoy. And new this year, they've got a Friday night couples special. After 4 o'clock on Fridays, couples are welcome to golf with cart for that same $24.61 price. Only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blairs Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all your favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blairs Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Star Equipment knows tough terrain and tight spaces can present a real challenge on your job site, but Wacker Noise and Wheel Dumpers are a brilliant solution. These little wizards function like a compact dump truck with all-terrain traction, better maneuverability, and the versatility to dump from the front or from either side. They make your trickiest job site projects quicker and smoother. Rent or buy Wacker Noise and Wheel Dumpers from Star Equipment and navigate neatly through your next project. Star Equipment, Iowa born in 1968. StarEquip.com.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Back with you at 321 here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes with you. Going to talk some fantasy baseball, fantasy football with you with Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. Basketball coming your way tonight from ESPN here on KGYM. All three frequencies coming your way at 7 o'clock as it will be Game 5, pivotal Game 5 between Boston and Cleveland. We had a good conference final last night. Came down to the wire, one last shot for Steph Curry, came up short, and it's now 2-2 between Golden State and Houston. Coming up on Sunday, the 102nd running of the Indianapolis 500. You can hear it right here on KGYM beginning at 10 a.m. with pre-race. And the man who's in charge one more time this year, Mark James, joining us here from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network. And Mark, good afternoon. And how's everything in the Hoosier State today?
Guys, everything's going well. As you can imagine, we're building to a fevered pitch. I mean, we're just a couple of days away from Carb Day, the Freedom 100, and the final tune-up, and then all the festivities, the 500 Festival Parade on Saturday, Legends Day at IMS, and then I guess your fans in the Knoxville area can relate to this. Then we'll be ready for the A Main, if you will. So yeah.
Yeah, well, you speak of that kind of tongue-in-cheek, but you had to make the show this year, and that's been the big story of the past week. And that is, of course, James Hinchcliffe not making the show. And James has been on our airwaves before. In fact, before he won at Newton, we interviewed James. And we told him we were his good luck charm. So maybe we should have talked to him last week.
Well, you know, both he and Pippa, wildly, Pippa Mann, of course, are wildly popular drivers. I mean, Pippa has, I think, if she would be the first to tell you this, has extended her career in part because of her involvement on social media. But, I mean, Pippa is a tireless promoter of the Verizon IndyCar Series along with Hinch. You know, clearly Hinch, the national ad campaign for Honda, an appearance recently on Dancing with the Stars. I mean, he's one of the quote-unquote poster boys for the series. But it's interesting to note that, you know, people had been clamoring for a number of years for Bump Day to return in earnest to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, in which not everyone was guaranteed a starting position. And then once that indeed happened, well, we didn't mean the most popular drivers. Some of these guys that, you know, maybe are in the one-offs, we're okay with them missing the race, but we got to have James Hinchcliffe in it. And you know, James Hinchcliffe told us on IndyCar Radio Sunday, he said, going back to his near-fatal accident a couple of years ago, he said, bottom line is this, we didn't get it done. And he said, and I've had far worse days at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I think, too, there were, being honest here, his team owner, Sam Schmidt, was very frank with us and said that his efforts to get Sam in a car for the race with that Arrow sponsorship may have stepped outside of the boundaries of Honda. And he said, maybe it's best to make the move and then ask for forgiveness later. As we mentioned, Hinch, part of a national Honda ad campaign at this point. But I think because of the business climate in which we operate and those contracts were so ironclad with all of those race teams, I just don't think that he had any option. And as a result, he won't make the 102nd running of the Indianapolis 500, barring some unforeseen circumstances. And he'll get back to the business of trying to race for a championship when we get to Detroit in a couple of weeks.
Mark, where do you weigh in on the merits of the Fast 9?
I like it. I really do. I'm a fan of it. And I think for the longest time before there was, when bumping disappeared, there had to be something that returned drama. And, I mean, let's face it, you don't know who your pole sitter is until the final lap of that qualifying run when he crosses the timing line. Now, this year, it was a little different because Elio was not able to put early on enough time and speed together to challenge Ed Carpenter. But I think, you know, you got 9 fast drivers there. It's interesting to see what adjustments, if any, they've made to their race cars. And, you know, many improved their positions, but I think – when you combine that now, if we continue to have 35, 36 cars and we have the drama of Bump Day, I think it provides a nice bookend to the weekend. And one thing's for sure, here we are, you know, 3 days removed from it, still talking about it. And I think that's exactly what the goal is to the weekend.
Ed Carpenter, of course, the native from the Hoosier State, landing on the pole once again this year, and it was one of those pinch me moments, the goosebumps on the arms and etc. when you heard the crowd above the car when he solidified the pole last Sunday.
Yeah, LEOTK, those guys are wildly popular, but I think Ed's right there with him because of his ties to the Hoosier State, having been raised here and as a Butler University grad. And Ed's a guy that you can see at your local hardware store or restaurant with his family. And, you know, I don't think that Ed gets enough credit for his business acumen. I mean, you know, he started a race team on his own, essentially from scratch. Let's not forget, when Sarah Fisher and Wink Hartman shut down their operation, they took Joseph Newgarden on and kept him in the series and kept him relevant. And then, you know, you have the media circus surrounding Danica Patrick, and you're able to get not just her, but Spencer Pigot and all 3 cars into the Fast 9. I think that's just as impressive as Ed's run itself. And you guys know, be it more traditional stick and ball sports, some pitchers like to pitch in some ballparks, some hitters like to hit in some ballparks more than others. Some shooters like to shoot in more, some arenas more than others. And clearly Ed Carpenter prefers qualifying at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway because he's now a three-time pole sitter, which is pretty darn good.
I thought it quite remarkable, Mark, and see what you have to say, that Danica Patrick qualified seventh after the Fast 9 and after not racing in Indy since 2011. Granted, she's with the Carpenter team with excellent equipment, but maybe she should have stuck in IndyCar instead of going to NASCAR.
Well, I think she would agree with you until she sit down and talk to her accountant and portfolio on her bank account. And that's the reality of it. And plus, I'm not saying she wasn't comfortable doing it, but I really believe that Danica Patrick did not enjoy road and street course racing nearly as much as she did on ovals. But let's face it, just like Tony Stewart, I mean, the money was certainly too much to pass up. And you heard her comments; they were very matter of fact. She missed being relevant, and that's what she enjoys by being back at the Speedway. But, you know, give her credit. She is truly ready for the next phase of her life. And I think based upon her performance at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway this month, I think she could easily probably put together a sponsorship package and find a race team that would be willing to give her a full-time ride in the series. But I think she's ready to move on. And don't be surprised if she's in contention. You know, while this car is vastly different from the car that we had last year because of the change in the aero kits and all of the downforce that they've taken off of them, as she said, it's been 7 years since she's been in an Indy car, so she doesn't remember much about what that was like. But not only can she drive an open-wheel race car at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, she's also driving for a pretty good race team there. And I think that combination is what has lent itself to her success as we get ready for the 500.
Six out of seven starts at Indy, top tens, Mark, for Danica. Yeah.
That's not shabby. There's a lot of drivers who many would consider more accomplished that don't have a record like that, for sure.
Mark James joining us, voice of the Indianapolis 500 here at 3:30 on the Gym Class for Wednesday on KGYM. So far, anyway, Carpenter Racing and Team Penske have kind of dominated, and Chevy has dominated so far. Are we going to see a Chevy-dominated race coming up on Sunday, you think?
It's looking that way, but as I say that, you go back 2 years ago to the fuel strategy that led to Alexander Rossi's improbable win. And then Takuma Sato last year, even though, you know, Sato, I don't know that it necessarily was that big a surprise that he won the 500 because he had a shot to do that a few years ago when he had that incident with Dario Franchitti down in the South End. So, you know, he's been fast there in the past. But, I don't know the beauty of that event is you just simply can't write a script. I made the observation on the show over the weekend. I know of no event, no venue, and no sport that is so connected to the word if throughout its history, in fact. And I think that this weekend is certainly no exception. Just when you think you have the place figured out, James Hinchcliffe misses the Indianapolis 500. So, you know, as dominant as Chevy appears to be and how they've upped their game, especially in the area of fuel mileage, 200 laps is a long time and a lot of things can happen. And I don't think that's an unsafe bet, but don't be shocked if Honda finds their way to victory lane for sure, because Honda has too many good drivers in their stable.
Well, one of them in row four, I tell you what, if it's not Penske and it's not Carpenter Racing, I think row four might contain the winner. The Foyt cars have been very good this month, especially Tony Kanaan. He's been very quiet, but he's been very, very steady. And maybe this is the year Marco finally comes through. He loves this racetrack, and he's done well at this racetrack.
Well, you feel like he's been good from the beginning, don't you? I mean, you know, you look at the practice sessions, you look at timing and scoring, and he's been at the top almost every day. He's had a relatively troubled 3 months, unlike, you know, most of his teammates. And, I mean, I remember at the time, he's now a race strategist for Simon Pagenaud and Penske Racing, but Kyle Moyer was the longtime president of first Andretti Green and then Andretti Autosport. And And he was the race strategist that that made the fuel call to get Danica her win at Motegi. But he called the shots for Marco and Marco's first year in 2006. And I asked him, I said, do you think he's got a chance to win the race? He said, he's going to the Indy 500. And I still don't know, because I was in turn three at the time when he ran Sam Hornish down into the grass. I still don't know how Sam caught him and was able to get the win at the last minute. And you know, he's been bitten by a bit of the bad Andretti luck as an Andretti. But, you know, Michael, I think, has exercised those demons with all of the wins that he now has at IMS. But, yeah, I'm like you. I get the feeling that that Marco Andretti is having an awfully good month, and he'll have the jaw locked. And then great point by the rookie Mateus Laist and Tony Kanaan, you're bringing them up. I mean, Tony's led a lot of laps there and been to victory lane before, and most drivers will tell you the only thing stronger than the desire to win it once is the desire to get back to victory lane for a second time. And what a win that would be, for sure.
Hey, before we let you go here, Mark, you mentioned the fact that IMS shows no favorites. James Hinchcliffe has been on the pole. Now he's not even in the show coming up on Sunday. And then you can make the same statement. Graham Rahal has just struggled and struggled. He was worried to get in the show. And then Alexander Rossi goes from, you know, a top 10 start, perhaps, all the way down to the last row party that he attended this week. So you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, Rossi, they didn't find out until later that apparently he had punctured a tire and had a very slow leak in it. And they didn't realize it for whatever the reason. They didn't notice it on the telemetry and didn't really realize it until he was in the middle of the run. And there wasn't much that he could have done about it because it really didn't start to rear its head until the last lap. Some said that was a little bit of speedway karma for the fact that he shouldn't have been out there attempting that and keeping Hinch from an opportunity at another run. I didn't agree with that because of all of those incidents toward the end of that qualifying session, they all came within the confines of the rules. But yeah, a lot of folks find out that place is awfully fickle. And certainly Rahal, Letterman, Lanigan as a team with Sato and Servia and Graham have struggled mightily, and I think Friday's session is very, very important for them. They feel like they found some things on Monday in that final full practice session, but I think Graham will like his chances and be a bit more confident if he feels like that he's got good race pace on Friday. I mean, he's thrilled to have Sato as a teammate and Serbia as well, because as you know, he's been a one man band for the past couple of years and been competing for championships up until the final two or three races, and I think he's hopeful that having that extra data at his disposal, if he can get a good run, maybe put together a top 10 run at the 500, he can go back to Detroit where he has a tendency to do pretty well and get really back into the hunt for the championship. It's funny, though. We don't talk about the championship much over these 3 or 4 days. Everybody's kind of focused on winning that Mort Warner trophy for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And we'll let you get back to preparations for Sunday's broadcast. And I'd say,
you want to know what I'm doing tonight?
What's
that?
You want
to know the gambit that I'm covering? Here's what I'm doing tonight. This is what the voice of the 500 does when he's not covering the Verizon IndyCar Series. I'm an educator. I teach communications at Monrovia High School, and I am doing the PA for a softball sectional championship tonight at Monrovia High School.
There you go. Yeah. Well, we're just getting started in the state of Iowa with softball and baseball. So.
Well, there's doghouse pizza in the press box, and that's how he convinces me. You guys are media types just like me. If there's food in the press box, chances are we'll come and cover your event.
That's right.
There you go. Well, have fun with that. Have a great call on Sunday, Mark. Appreciate it. And looking forward to another great Indianapolis 500. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Hey, we can't wait to get back to Iowa later this year. We'll talk to you guys anytime. Thank you.
All right. Mark Janes, voice of the IMS Radio Network and also of Monrovia High School Softball in the state of
That's
Indiana.
Good story. Yeah.
Yeah. And he is an educator by day. That's his day job out there. Does a fantastic job with the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network. We will take a break and come back and talk to Chris Liss of rotowire.com as your fantasy baseball questions, maybe early fantasy football question perhaps. If you have if you're wondering why Steph Curry is not helping you out in your fantasy And your fantasy postseason basketball. Maybe you can ask Chris. I don't know if he's going to give you the right answer you want to hear.
Fix.
But whatever the case may be. 3:38, we'll take a break, come back, have more for you on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, game changers. Makes me think of Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Finally, a simple, efficient way to quote home insurance. Let's go to Colin, who will now try to say something.
Okay, first of all, are you kidding? Never in my life. Okay, when you see stuff like this, look, I'm not the only one who thinks this, although everybody says I am.
Well said, Colin. Well said.
Get right to the point with Home Quote Explorer. It's a game changer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Are you afraid of the dark? I mean, are you afraid of another night lost to bad sleep? Where you feel spent after another long day again? Tempur-Pedic knows how to conquer the dark. It adapts precisely to your body so you sleep deeper, longer. That's why it's the most highly recommended bed in America, and there's no better time to try one than right now. Save up to $700 on select adjustable mattress sets during our Memorial Day sale. Visit Tempur-Pedic.com to find your local retailer today.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Quaker State Chevron or Havoline conventional motor oils and a MicroGuard filter for only $18.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and improve engine performance with Quaker State Chevron or Havoline at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Brands may vary by location. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
To give batters a different look, pitchers throw a changeup.
Your idea of a different look is sunglasses.
That's true.
But La Quinta Inns and Suites is really taking the different look thing to a new level.
Definitely a major league makeover, starting with a bolder, brighter lobby full of comfortable spaces to let you settle in.
Or chill out in front of a big flat screen like Wingo would.
Oh, you know it. It's a changing La Quinta look to help you get in the zone and look sharp when you hit that big meeting.
Prepare to win at business with La Quinta Inns and Suites.
Book now at LQU.com.
You can always check out our podcast, KGYMRadio.com, and your Amazon Echo as well. Great interview we had with Mark Janes. Of course, the Indianapolis 500 coming up this Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, with pre-race right here on KGYM. Happy National Turtle Day to everybody out there, by the way. Everybody's got a day. There's got to be a National Broadcasters Day. National Radio Day. I'm gonna do some research and find that, Mark. There's got to be one.
National Turtle Day. Probably a slow day, huh?
Very good. Very good. 319-366-1600. That is Hurting and Stocker Jewelers text line. If you have a question for our next guest, Chris Liss of RotoWire.com, set to join us right now. Fantasy baseball talk mainly, but if you have a fantasy baseball or a fantasy football question, I'm sure Chris would field that as they're getting ready to get that thing launched and the NFL season ready to go. Not too far in the offing anyway. We bring in Chris. Good afternoon. Happy National Turtle Day to you, Chris.
Yeah, you too, Scott. You know, I'm in Portugal, and in Portugal, there's a holiday for just about everything. I mean, when a country's that old, they start to accumulate holidays over time. And so basically, every country tends to having 365 days a year of total holiday.
Chris, we know you love to go to the market, at least when you were in the States. What's your favorite dish in Portugal?
So, you know, I would get probably shot here. Well, there's no guns here, but I would probably get stabbed here if people heard me say this. But I don't love Portuguese food that much. It's just not that great. I like almost every other kind of ethnic food better. But I do like this seafood rice here. It's kind of like a paella, but it's a little better. It's got like every kind of seafood with rice and a tomato sauce. It's pretty good. Yeah, so I'll go with that.
There you go. Chris's Culinary Corner. Yeah, we can. Well, we'll work that on opposite weeks as far as baseball is concerned. 319-366-1600, the text line. Get that humming and ready to go here for Chris. And where to start here? My goodness, Mookie Betts. I know you don't like talking about the Red Sox as a Yankee fan, but man alive, is he putting together a good year.
I do detest the Red Sox, but Mookie Betts is going crazy. I mean, Mookie Betts is on pace for one of the sickest years ever. You know, I did a trivia question on the XM show today. I won't leave you guys in suspense, but there's only two players in Major League history, the whole history of Major League Baseball, that have ever had 40 home runs, 30 stolen bases, and a .340 or better batting average. And unless you have it off the top of your head, I'm going to tell you the answer because we don't have a lot of time.
Who is it?
It's Larry Walker on the Rockies in 1997. He went 49, 32, and 369. And then Ellis Burks on the Rockies the year before went like 40, 35, and 340.
Nice.
So Ellis Burks and Larry Walker are the only two players in Major League history to go 40, 33, 40. And Mookie Betts, I think, is on pace to do that right now. So, you know, he is having a ridiculous year.
Yeah, let's assume Betts' year is sort of an outlier, at least slightly. If you could have one of two players the next couple, 3 years, would it be Betts or Albies?
Betts, definitely Betts.
Okay.
I mean, Albies may keep this up, but, you know, Betts, he's done it. You know, he did it 2 years ago. He had a little bit of an off year that was still a pretty good year last year. So I would still go Betts. I mean, I'd take Trout over both of them, obviously. And, you know, in fantasy baseball this year, it's really like, did you draft Betts? Did you draft Verlander? Did you draft Gerrit Cole? Somebody drafted all three of those guys. It's not like they were all first-round picks. You could have got all three of those guys, and they're just going crazy this year.
Top three guys in the American League right now in earned run average are Houston Astros, Verlander, Cole, and Morton. That says a lot. The guy that's fifth was pretty good last night, Trevor Bauer. He's been tremendous for the Cleveland Indians.
He's also been very good. You know, it's weird because we used to play fantasy baseball in an era where you had to get your hitting and there was tons of pitching available. You could always get, you know, Trevor Bauer or Mike Clevenger or you know, Charlie Morton or, you know, somebody later in the draft that would go crazy for you. And last year it wasn't like that. Last couple of years, it was the hitters coming out of the woodwork. It was, you know, Cody Bellinger, Aaron Judge, Whit Merrifield, Tommy Pham. You're just getting these guys for free almost. And you had to drop the elite pitchers because there was no real pitching available. This year, it's going back to where it was, you know, 5-10 years ago, where there's just all kinds of pitchers that you could have got later or off your waiver wire that are totally dominating. I mean, look at the Cardinals. Look at, Jack Flaherty coming in and dominating. Miles Michaelis dominating. I mean, it's just, there's so many pitchers coming out of nowhere.
319-366-1600 is your way to interact with Chris. On our text line or our phone line at 7508 has done, Chris. Best bet for saves in Philly?
I guess it's still Hector Neris because he got the last one. But Sir Anthony Dominguez is pitching better than him. So I guess, you know, possession is 9/10 of the law, and it looks like Neris got the last save. So I'm going to say Neris, but it's close to 50-50.
Mm. And they're going to have opportunities to get saves in Philadelphia. I think the Phillies are there to stay as far as the NL East, with in there with Washington, in there as well with Atlanta and maybe the Mets if that pitching stays healthy right there. Speaking of health, Carlos Martinez of the St. Louis Cardinals, very good start to the season, but now an injury, and I'm not sure if we know everything exactly that is surrounding that injury. Would you be worried?
I mean, pitchers, you always have to be worried. You have to be basically paranoid with pitchers because they're never, you know, really out of the woods. The good thing is the lat injury, which it could be sort of arm-ish related, but, you know, your lats are kind of in your back. So hopefully it's not connected to his arm. Then you just figure it's a muscle strain, and like lat oblique type strains are like 3-4 weeks. But then the problem is since you got to use your lats to throw, and he's not throwing, he's got to ramp back up to, you know, with 80, 90, 100 pitches, maybe it ends up being 5 weeks. But it's, you know, it's bad, but it's not like an arm injury where you're like, will this guy ever even be the same guy? So I just expect, you know, always be pessimistic on the injury timetable, but I expect him more or less to be himself when he comes back.
Chris, I have a football question, if you out there have one for Chris as well. In putting together your preseason stuff, your book, your online stuff, how do you evaluate Andrew Luck and project him?
Okay, so that's a good question. I just moved him down to get him out because I mean, here's the thing, right? He hasn't even started throwing yet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're in late May. So I moved him down to, you know, I had him like pretty high. I was like, all right, if he comes back, he's obviously very good. He runs, the defense isn't good, he'll throw a lot. I'm down to 20th among my QBs. And it's just, you know, I mean, it's been 18 months since he had surgery after the 2016 season. He's still not throwing. Is it month 19 where you get it back? Is it month 19 and a half where it finally heals? I mean, we're at a point where I think there's like, I don't know what the number is, 30, 40% chance that we never see Andrew Luck play again, right? Mm. Because if you're not better 19, 18, 19 months later, when are you going to get better? I mean, is there some miraculous thing in month 21? You know, most surgeries, there's a 6-month or 4-month recovery time, and each month there's like dramatic progress. But if you're in month 19, man, all bets are off.
That's got to be a really hard part of your job, Chris, because I think my Bears, Allen Robinson, who I have high hopes for, but geez, he's coming off knee injuries too.
Yeah, I mean, the ACL tear is kind of like Tommy John in baseball. It usually goes right, and there's a prescribed timetable, and more or less the guys are themselves. And maybe the first year, not quite, and the new system, but it's a better system. Trubisky, we'll see. You know, he's got like a real coach now. Matt Nagy was the Chiefs offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
So Chicago could be kind of a profitable system to invest in. And Allen Robinson should be their number one. He's compared to sort of peak Dez Bryant with the skill set, about 6'2", 215, 220 with 4'5 speed, 4'4 speed. And, you know, he's their number one guy. So, you know, you always got to be a little wary both with the injury and the new system. But I'm pretty optimistic. I have him as my number 16 receiver right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very good.
Take that.
That'd be all right. 319-366-1600. And just to let people know out there, when I know you don't know the exact day, or maybe you do, but what kind of timetable are you looking at for all your online stuff and then your magazine for fantasy football?
Oh, well, the online stuff's up. I mean, all the projections and rankings, those are there now. So rotowire.com/trial. It's a free 10-day trial. You do not need a credit card. We do not charge you. We can't charge you because we don't have your credit card. rotowire.com/trial. All the rankings for football are up. Everything's all set. I mean, obviously, we're going to have player outlooks up and many articles and more detailed stuff, but the basic rankings are there already. The magazine, the stuff goes in the magazine at the end of this month, and there's, you know, maybe some editing going on. And I think the turnaround, I think probably June 20th, it's probably out on newsstands around.
Ah, very good. So about a month away right there. Patrick Mahomes, of course, on the cover, correct?
Of course. I mean, how did you know? How'd you guys get?
I took the picture. No.
5375, Chris, wants to know who's your number one pick this year in football.
Todd Gurley, probably. I mean, there's a case to be made for Lev Bell, depending on the PPR, full PPR. David Johnson. In non-PPR, you can make a case for Zeke Elliott. But Gurley was just such a monster. He's still young. The team is good. The offense is dynamic. There's no reason to. You saw what he did in the fantasy playoffs. He just went absolutely crazy. So Gurley's probably number one overall, but it's close.
But still, David Johnson's right up there despite the injury last year. And what people are saying about Arizona and their team, I think Arizona's going to be okay, but a lot of people have them about 4, 5, 6 wins.
Yeah, I think they're going to struggle. I mean, Sam Bradford, you know, he's mediocre at best, and then, you know, we'll see if Josh Rosen, how ready he is. But David Johnson's still going to get 250-plus carries. He's still going to get 70, 60, 70 catches. And he's one of the most explosive running backs in the game. So, you know, I think he'll pick up where he left off. I mean, he had a wrist injury. So it's not like he's coming back from an Achilles or a knee or something like that, or an ankle. He's coming back from a wrist injury. So assuming that's healed, you know, it's not like he has to run on it.
Well, football or baseball or basketball or hockey or whatever. You can go to rotowire.com and get all your information right there. And again, if people miss that, Chris, go over the information for RotoWire there one more time.
Yeah, if you want all of our rankings, are customizable, PPR, non-PPR, half PPR, ready to play, rotowire.com/trial. It is a free 10-day trial. You do not need a credit card. We will not charge you. At the end of 10 days, you can decide whether you want to subscribe in earnest to rotowire.com/trial.
All right. Sounds good.
Real quick text, Chris, before we let you go. 3148, I have Jack Flaherty and Alex Reyes. When Reyes gets called up, who should I keep?
Oh, drop someone else. Those guys are both really good. And I think that it's possible they send Flaherty down, but I think they should send Luke Weaver down. And then, you know, but also, you know, Martinez is still not back yet, so they may both be able to pitch.
Thanks, Chris.
There you go. Chris, appreciate it. We will talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Yep, talk to you in 2 weeks. Thanks, guys.
All right, Chris, rotowire.com joining us here. Talk fantasy baseball, fantasy sports with you here at 3:53. We need to take a break. Come back. We'll update you on the poll question and more. Plus, right now we're going to give you an opportunity to win our prize package from the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department. All this week, we have your opportunity to get a golf swag bag, which includes that towel, golf balls, ball cleaning pouch, and a free round of golf at any city course. That would be Ellis, Gardner, Jones, or Twin Pines. Going to give it to caller number 6 today at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. You will take home that prize package. Back with more after this.
Boondock Festival is Eastern Iowa's newest and biggest music festival. And it's coming to your backyard. Two stages with live music. The main stage will feature Lee Bryce, Tyler Farr, Eric Paslay, Lewis Bryce, and Bo Braswell. Boondock Festival, Friday, September 7th, the day before the Iowa-Iowa State football game. Tickets are on sale now. Boondock Festival, Friday, September 7th, at the Tiffin Soccer Fields just outside Iowa City. Purchase tickets at boondockfest.com.
This is a place known for being nice, but Minnesota Twins outfielder Byron Buxton is anything but that. Do you think he's trying to be nice when he taunts pitchers on the base path? Nah, the dude will straight up steal whenever he wants. He doesn't even try to be sneaky about it. He'll do it when everyone in the stadium expects it, just to show there's nothing anyone can do about it. This is not Minnesota Nice. This is how we baseball. Get your tickets to see the Twins in action at twinsbaseball.com.
Hi, I'm Trent with Bob Mickey Collision in Cedar Rapids, here to remind you that if you're in an accident, it's always your choice where to get your car repaired. Stop in for a free estimate. It'll take about 15 minutes, and we'll answer any questions that you have. We take pride in taking care of our customers, and we stand behind our work with a lifetime guarantee. We work with all insurance companies, but we work for you. It's your car. It's your choice. Choose Bob Mickey Collision. Stop in for a free estimate.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
Yeah, this is Bill Partridge. I'm superintendent for Ryan Companies. We're out here at Van Meter site on 32nd Avenue in Cedar Rapids, doing about a 42,000 square foot addition along with a remodel in the existing warehouse building. More warehouse space. They're just expanding quite a bit and give them a little more real estate.
Another beautiful Wednesday and another day on a job site. Lunchbox Heroes heading out not far away today. Mark, just down the hill, we were down at Van Meter.
Yeah, not very far at all, but it was a brilliant, warm day outside, and I got to reacquaint with some old friends.
Yes, we did.
And meet some new ones, feed them, a few won prizes, and all-around good day.
Yeah, it was. Van Meter converting a warehouse down there at their location for their use. Big thanks to all our great sponsors built by of Lunchbox Heroes, and that includes our presenting sponsor, Built by Pros, Chick-fil-A Lindale, Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, Acme Tools, MediaCom, Poncheros Mexican Grill, Red Wing Shoes, Dr. Pepper, United Rental, Domino's Pizza, Mentality, Star Equipment, and Airgas.
It's a normal day. You're rushing out the door to get to work on time when suddenly, there it is, the dreaded service light. So what is it this time? Tire pressure? Low coolant? Time for an oil change? When it comes to service lights, head to Jiffy Lube. We've got you covered. Drive in today and make the switch to Pennzoil. Ask for Pennzoil Synthetics, getting you back on the road in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Al in Atkins is our winner. He's going to play a round of golf on the city's Cedar Rapids golf courses on us here on KGYM. We got a poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast. Mark, let us know about that today.
Indeed. Will the NFL's new national anthem policy put an end to the controversy? Yes or no? Thanks to Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. If you missed it, the NFL owners passed a resolution today allowing players to remain in the locker room during the national anthem, but those who are on the sidelines will be required to stand. Otherwise, teams, not players, will be fined. And the NFLPA, of course, is considering challenging this because the owners apparently didn't consult the players.
Yeah, this thing's going to ratchet up a notch. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And they'll talk about that. We'll see how it all plays out. Kickoff rule was changed as well. We'll talk to you on the Thursday edition tomorrow at 3.
I'm the manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. I got my driver's license when I was 17. Back of my truck started fishtailing. That's the reason why you want good tires. They need to be able to cut through that water so that you don't lose control. My name is Gary, and I'm proud to keep your car running newer, longer.
Come get our best deal on Firestone tires this summer. Check drivea firestone.com.